Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, man, that's the no-hitter that wasn't, right? That's what that is.
No, that was actually the missed call in the 85 World Series.
Oh, the 85 Series. I'm sorry. That's right. So thank you. I appreciate that. There was one that we keep getting. A lot of people want to keep talking about, the Jim Joyce blown call at first base that ruined the Tigers' perfect game.
Yes.
Remember that one.
I do remember that one as well. I remember the next game, too, right? Like the... The umpire who made that call was like super emotional, like knowing he took it away from him. So, yeah, there was a lot.
By the way, our buddy Matt Gould does a lot of the video stuff. Works down at the Sabres and producer director there. I want his title right. He's very upset. He's a Tigers fan, so he's very upset about that. And he made sure he chimed in on that one. That was Jim Joyce, and that was Armando Galarraga. That's who the pitcher was. I was trying to remember the name. In the meantime, Joe, not every call goes against your favorite team, and even though a lot of people like to think that. So let's get to Rob in Connecticut, who has one that actually went in the Bills' favor. What do you got for me, Rob?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Hey, how you doing, Sal? It's Rob again.
Good.
Nice to hear you guys. And, yeah, I was thinking about the comeback game. Don Beebe stepping out of bounds and never got called, and we got the touchdown when Reich hit him. I was like, oh, thank God they didn't see that one.
Yeah, that's
that?
Right. I have to, of course I do. He steps out of bounds, and there's a great shot of the official looking the other way so he doesn't see BB's foot step out of bounds. BB comes back in bounds. He catches the ball, so he's the first person to touch the ball after going back in bounds, and that's illegal. That should have been illegal touching. They give
Absolutely. The
Bills the touchdown because, obviously, the official didn't see him go out of bounds. That was a big part of the comeback. Joe, do you remember this at all or know this?
I don't know this play at all. No.
Yeah.
Wow.
So during the greatest comeback in NFL history. Go ahead, Rob.
It's actually, I believe it's on a 30 for 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look, and I have to remember, I have to remember what down it was that this happened on it, actually. I don't think it was fourth down.
Yeah, look at it. But I'll never forget that. I was like, wow, thank God. I didn't know it happened during the game because I was actually watching the game when it happened live. And I was just excited that we got the touchdown and we were coming back in that game, you know. But the other one in the 30 for 30 is when they talk about the Super Bowl against the Giants, the way the ball, when Norwood kicked the ball, and it was going straight up because of the helicopter that was above, it pushed the ball to the right.
I don't know if that's true or not. I think a lot of people think the helicopter was pretty high up because of the war that was going on and all of that. But yes, I know. I remember that too. But I think that
bringing that up.
I think Steve Tasker mentioned that in the
documentary. Yeah, I believe so. I believe so. But it's
I'm not sure if that actually impacted it or not. I think he just missed the kick.
Yeah, it was fluke. Hey, what are you going to do? You know.
Yeah.
We got this year to look forward to.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it. Joe, during the greatest comeback in NFL history, the Bills scored a touchdown that shouldn't have counted. That's what happened, basically. Don Beebe went out of bounds, came back in, caught the ball, shouldn't have counted, but you know, the official was looking the wrong way. He didn't see him go out of bounds. And I'm not here to tell you they wouldn't have scored anyway, though. You know what I mean?
What else is on that list? Calls that have gone our way that probably shouldn't have. I don't know if I have a long list of those.
Do you want to put last week's roughing the passer? Some people thought so. I thought Allen got hit on the chin, though.
That's a tough one because I think by the letter of the law that is supposed to be roughing the passer, which is why I'm okay with it. I think if a typical football fan, though, does not want that to be roughing the passer. I think if that happens on the other side, Bills fans are really upset if that gets called roughing the passer.
What I go to on that play is, hey, we finally have a quarterback here who might get that call. Like, Never have we had a quarterback who would get that call as opposed to other quarterbacks who get that call. So I'm great with it because, hey, I've been watching basically 31 other teams, it seems like, get those calls with their quarterbacks because they have these veteran quarterbacks or these great quarterbacks. And the Bills have never had that benefit of the doubt. Great. Now they have one. Getting the benefit of the doubt. Totally cool with it.
I think Allen, too, like, he works at the refs, right? Like, he's in their ear all throughout the game. I wouldn't want to doubt that that had something to do with it, too, that he's been chirping at him all day and, like, okay, like, just it can wear on you. So I wonder if that plays into them making that call, too, because it was at least on the line. It was at least on the line.
803-0550 if you want to chime in. We got a lot to get to in the next hour. Let's turn our attention to sneaky starts and sits, Three Dog Thursday, One Bills Drive today, what's going to happen with injuries and everything going on down there. We'll do all of that when we come back here on the Extra Point Show on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.